listening to That's a Lie from Asteroid G, moving to Lawndale and wondering what the hell we're going to do with ourselves. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul, fresh out of the iceberg and ready to talk about some of our favorite shows we've watched. Is that right?
So I was talking with my wife while we were off doing a nice little nature walk, because health.
Ew, outside.
I know. I have the same opinion every time, but at the same time, my doctors are like, if you don't do it, you might die, and I guess I should listen to that.
Yeah, by the same definition, if I stop breathing, I'll die, but sometimes I still want to do that.
But while we were just discussing things, I had this realization, because some clip from Daria, the MTV cartoon that is fantastic.
Yeah.
It came up on YouTube and I watched it and she said something and it reminded me of that. And then as we were talking, I'm like, you know, because she said, hey, let's do a Daria marathon soon. It's been a little while, which by a little while, we mean a couple years. And yeah. I was sitting there going, I think I've watched through Daria more than any other TV show I've ever watched. Like, I've gone through it over and over again. Mostly due to the benefit of, if you were of a certain age during the time when Daria was on the air, it played almost every weekend in a marathon, and I liked that show. She is the closest I would have to a spirit animal. Like, if you say, what TV character would you say defines you? I would point to Daria and go, well, she may be a girl, but otherwise, she and I are almost the same person, you know?
Yeah, she may be a female, but you know what? No notes.
No notes. No, her dark, sarcastic, really monotone sometimes delivery, which doesn't come through on a podcast because I try. Yeah, it's pretty spot on right there.
Yeah.
But, like, she'd air on a MTV marathon over and over again, like first season, second season, they just got good ratings. Just, of course, it shows what MTV was headed towards, because now I think MTV is nothing but clips of ridiculousness over and over again. So they really, they only know one format, which is play the same show on loop. At the time, I didn't mind it. Daria was great, so I watched it over and over again. I got the DVDs of the seasons. I've watched it 3 or 4 times since I bought it. Show is fucking great.
It's a good show.
It's a good show. I've never sat through and watched a single episode of Beavis and Butthead. Don't care to. But Daria hooks me.
Interesting. I probably watched, I would say, equal amounts of Beavis and Butthead and Daria over the years. Beavis and Butthead obviously came first. You know, Daria was born out of that, blah, 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 whatever. But Daria is the superior show, I would say. Not even just for its, you know, being a little bit later on and whatever, and a little more polished, but just overall, it's just a better show.
Well, from what I understand about Beavis and Butthead, it's not really plot-based at all. There's no need for characters to evolve. They came back 10 years later and then 10 years later again, and they're the exact same ones. But I couldn't imagine if they revived Daria that they wouldn't move her character forward in life.
Wouldn't you love to see that? Like, every now and again, I see, like, you know, little Instagrams of, like, you know, Daria, and then it shows, like, her and Jane, you know, this amount of time, they got, like, gray hair, but they still look the same. Like, I'd love to see, like, you know, a Golden Girls version of Daria. That'd be really cool.
I mean, I did talk with my wife at one point about what would you do if you were to update certain shows, because my brain can't help but do that. And I think, like, having Daria as, like, a news reporter having to, like, manage Trent, who's the music editor for the newspaper, and she's like, you need to go and write, and they go, he never gets his columns in on time, but somehow you always publish. He's like, he hit a fugue state one day 2 years ago and wrote like 80 blogs, and I've just been saving them. Like, so like, you could see certain things like that. So she still hangs out with certain people, but certain things. The thing with Daria, and the reason why I've never felt like I need a continuation, is because there was an episode in the second season where she was supposed to write a story about like something she cared about. And eventually she wrote a story about what she imagined her future family to be like. Her working as, like, I think actually as a reporter or a journalist.
Probably,
or something.
Yeah,
and like her sister as like a caring mother of two and everything else. And they have this really nice like bonding episode. And I always just envisioned that the creators of the series were like, that's her future. We don't need to visit again because that's what works. Why ruin this perfect quote-unquote ending, even though it comes halfway into the run?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's been so many shows that have gone like a little bit overboard with an ending, and just it's kind of, and you know, maybe there was a time when you were, you know, when these ended all those years ago, and you maybe felt like unfulfilled, like damn. But like upon retrospect, that's a really good point. I do remember that episode. But now that you mentioned it, I remember her writing that story, and I was like, yeah, her and Gwen, the sister, bonding and all that. Like, that was a really wholesome episode. So I like that idea. That that could be canon in my Daria imagination.
Good
I like
enough
that.
For it anyway. It's one of those things. But anyway, so I watched this. There's some other shows I've gone through and watched a couple times. I've watched The West Wing like 3 or 4 times. Again, I'm going to blame Bravo.
I've never watched an episode of that.
It's okay. It's okay. It is a democratic fever dream, and I will admit that the longer we get away from that, the harder it is to go back and imagine that we could ever recapture that. So, it's a tougher watch now than it was back then. But I also blame Bravo because that network like aired West Wing marathons for a while. Yeah. I probably watched it 3 or 4 times that way.
I watched a lot of Top Chef on Bravo. Oh yeah, you know, that was always.
Oh yeah, I watched that. Yeah. Honestly, I watched Project Runway too because the personalities were funny.
Nice.
So Parks and Rec I've watched a couple times. Community I've watched a couple times. Archer I've watched a couple times. But it's Daria that's my top. What's your top?
So giving it some thought, like, you know, I was wondering how I was going to go about this because I would say the show I've probably seen the most of period is probably 24. I loved that show back in the day.
Wow.
Kiefer Sutherland was the man. My friends and I got together every Sunday and watched it for like 3 years straight. So, you know, we watched it all the time. I would say probably the most episodes is 24. The series that comes to mind that I've watched the most times front to back is honestly Avatar the Last Airbender. And it's funny because like it's a good show, it's a cartoon, it's probably America's greatest anime, which is, you know, saying something about this is almost 20 years old now at this point. It's still so good. It's got just a great story. The character building throughout it is really compelling. It's just really good, and it has a definitive beginning and a definitive end. And my wife and I would get to the point where I would nickname it Avatar Summers. So probably for like the last 6 or 8 years, every summer we've watched through the entire series of Avatar the Last Airbender, and it's just been kind of a thing. So I would have to go with that, and I'm sure you've never seen that as either. But another one of those animes, I know it's not your thing, that if you ever gave a shot, it's a pretty good story.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I watched an episode. I watched the first episode. I gave it a chance. I had friends who wanted me to watch it, and that includes my wife, who wasn't my wife at the time. They're like, you gotta watch this. So I did, and I couldn't get past the first episode because I got stuck on how anime it was. The dude has an arrow on his head, and no one asks questions about why. Like, I just, I couldn't.
I can go into the whole, I've seen it, so I can go into the whole lore of why they don't ask and all that. I can tell you why. I have answers for you. I'm not going to get into it.
It's fine.
But
I
understand. Aang is very goofy early on. He gets to be a much more serious character as it goes along, and he grows a lot.
It's for kids.
But
I don't
can
have
completely
a problem with that.
See that. The first episode of him just being a little too goofy for people and just like, I can't do that. I get it completely.
I mean, it aired on Nickelodeon. It has a certain audience it was aimed for. I have no problem with that. That just doesn't mean that I need to watch it, for example. But I understand that it has a huge following, and that's fine. I don't argue that Avatar The Last Airbender is a really good show. My wife has watched it. She loves it. She hates Legend of Korra, but that's a different discussion. But I'm not going to watch it. I mean, I will at some point, just because the fact that anything in the collection gets watched once so I can review it.
Right,
unless I'm lucky enough to have someone else review it for me, Mike. But
I could if you really wanted me to. I've literally probably seen the whole series 8 or 9 times.
I would honestly be happy if there was anything you want to write an article about. I would accept that for the website. But
I mean, yeah, we'll talk about that.
In the absence of anyone else writing something for it, I have to watch everything in my collection to eventually have articles posted for it. That's the rule. That's what I'm going to do. So I might eventually get around to Avatar at some point. I have watched the movie, which is atrocious. Thank you, M. Night Shyamalan.
It's sad. He tried. And the sad thing, he loves the series. His his family, his daughters love the series. He was trying to do too much, and it got
in the wrong ways.
In the wrong ways. He was trying to do too much.
That's again a different discussion. We can have one at some point about how terrible M. Night Shyamalan is as a director. Which
still
I think
trying to capture, you know, that same feeling from Signs about 25 years ago.
Yeah, No, we're getting down the wrong path. We'll come back to him. So, but like, I get it. I do get it. I also get that I'm just not the right person for anime. It's the same thing I have said before. I don't like anime, but I don't think people should get mad at me for that, because it's the same thing like with horror. I love horror. I know plenty of people that don't, and I don't blame them for it. I view anime as a genre, and I understand that there's nuances to it. There's different ways. You can have anime horror, you can have anime sci-fi, but it's just like you can have horror that's not just horror. It can be horror comedy, it can be horror sci-fi. There are blending of elements, and the elements that I like of horror don't work for everyone else. The elements I dislike of anime, other people like, and that is fine. Just it is what it is.
And everybody's entitled to their own opinion, you know, for sure. You know, there are things in horror that I like also that, you know, my wife doesn't like. You know, I we're going to talk about, you know, a movie coming up in another segment that I told her, like, I thought it was funny. They were part, you just have to laugh at it sometimes. She's like, how can you laugh at a horror movie with all this horrific stuff going on? I'm like, because if you don't, like, how you, why are you watching it? Like, you got to have some fun with it, too.
So. Yeah, no, but I get it. And Avatar is a good one for to have as your regular watch. I think there are definitely worse shows out there. I know. So if you were like, I watch 24 every summer, I'd sit there going, why do I talk
what
to
is
you?
Wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah, like, why that show?
Like, 24 has come along. Like, we are long past that being cool.
Yeah,
like, there was
yeah.
just something about Jack Bauer and his family and him having the show being 24 hours in one day. And, like, each episode was an hour of that day. Like, it compelled. Like, we loved it. You know, me and my friends 20 years ago.
Well, it's an interesting
concept. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked the same kind of concept applied to the recent, I think we discussed this one.
We did.
ER medical drama, The Pit. Really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, same idea. I get it.
Yeah,
it's good.
But
yeah.
It's good. But overall, I would say Avatar The Last Airbender is probably the series we watched the most. My wife, I would say, probably for her, it's been Buffy. She loves Buffy, loved Buffy growing up.
That's a good one.
She says she wants to watch it again, actually. I've never fully watched Buffy. I've gotten like halfway through it.
Yeah.
And she hates me for it. So I will be watching all of that at some point as well.
Well, and I understand her love for that because I loved Buffy when it came out too. I'm old enough to have seen the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer in the theaters. And that was, I mean, you're my age, so you understand.
Yep,
that was a fun movie. Stupid, but fun. Yep. But, like, the TV show was really good at the time. We didn't understand that there was crap happening behind the scenes that Joss Whedon is a monster and should never have been trusted around women. But that's a different discussion. But I liked the series. I liked Buffy. I liked Angel. I picked up most of season 8 and 9 and 10 in comic form for both of them. I followed that continuity long past the point where most sane people paid attention. But
nice, yeah.
the shows...
My wife would love to have a conversation with you about
that.
Sure.
Those shows
yeah.
are great. I dug both of them for a long time, and even when they were starting to talk about, like, Joss Whedon coming back for a Buffy revival, I'm like, sure, I'm in. Then that shit came out about him. I'm like, maybe let's not do it with Joss, and now they're not, and that's probably okay.
Yeah, I get it.
So, no.
I think thinking about it again, I think the majority of the things I've watched the most of front to back has been anime. And a lot of that is just because of the simple fact that, like, some of them are like 24 episodes and, like, that's the whole series. So, like, I've watched, you know, Solo Leveling, for instance. That's recent. It came out like a year or two ago, and the manhwa has been out for a while. But I probably watched that series 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
It's just on my second monitor playing, you know, like, whatever. But, I mean, that's a bit of a cop out. At least Avatar has like almost 100 something episodes, give or take. Each one's about 24 to 26 episodes a season, and there's 3 seasons, so it's up there in like the 80 to 90 range.
I think
to me that's like a true series. You know, you can watch 12 episodes of an anime and watch that 100 times, and that doesn't really equal the same thing in my eyes. So Avatar The Last Airbender and a handful of animes that have been watched many times for the most part. I never was big into TV. I was into sports, so I watched a lot of sports on TV. Shows, they were few and far between. House is another one, though. I've probably seen many, many, many episodes of House because that always replayed on like USA or TNT or TBS during the day at work. So that'd be on all the time.
Yeah, there's a few of them that I've watched through at least once. Like House, I've seen all but like the last season.
That
annoyed me. Chuck, I've seen all but the last season. ER, I saw like 4 or 5 seasons early in its run. God, there's some others that are like that. It's like I've picked up and watched, like, not religiously, but because it was there, like, a few seasons of a show. And then I get bored at some point and wander off. About the only other show I've watched with any other frequency is, and it's by your rule, it was one that shouldn't count, is the Clerks animated series. Because that one's hilarious. But it's only 6 episodes, so you can watch that in an afternoon. You're like, okay, I'll set this aside for 2 years and come back to it. You were funny. Yeah, like...
Yeah. Oh, that was so good. Like, so that's good. Like almost lost media in some ways.
Yeah, it is.
That's
so
good. Yeah.
But it's also
not all the episodes are able to be found. So you got all 6 of them. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you just buy the DVD set and you got them and you're good to go. Mm-hmm. But that's also one of those things where it's like, would that show have been as good if it ran as long as Daria did? Because Daria was a concept that worked. Like, Avatar The Last Airbender is a concept that worked, as proven by the fact that when you try to extend it, it doesn't always work. Like, you need that. Clerks the animated series was a perfect 6 episodes, and I'd even argue maybe not all 6 of them were that great. Like, if you went much longer, it probably wouldn't work that well. Like that, yeah. So
yeah, like you said, it's like it's a nice little 3 hours of your afternoon on a Saturday at some point. A rainy day, throw that shit on and laugh for 3 hours.
Yeah, it's
like,
easy.
You know, some of the funniest writing and Kevin Smith did was in that. That was some great stuff in there.
But for like long term writing and going back and just watching stuff and enjoying things again, Daria is the one that I do it. Every once in a while, I see a clip on YouTube, as I said, and it just reminds me of some funny thing that I laughed at, forgot about, and then I go back and watch it like again a year later. I'm like, oh my god, that's hilarious. So. Yeah. Anyway.
Yep, I'm with you. Yeah.
This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, going for another long-form marathon. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy, Mike the Ghoul here, gonna go channel his inner Airbender and stove ready for dinner soon. So we'll see y'all later.